Hi, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to another edition of the Nicheology Profit Academy. And in this particular edition, we're going to look at how to write pages of high demand content. And this is from scratch. Even though we talk a lot and train a lot about PLR at Nicheology, it's important to be able to create your own content from scratch as well and to be able to do it quickly and accurately. Now, for the purpose of this time together, we're going to look at high demand content for something like a special report. I wanted to do something that was a little bit smaller and shorter than a, quote, full-blown product, because what I see often is that we work too hard to make our products too large. One of the things that's happening right now is that with the ever-shrinking attention span, people are wanting direct solutions instead of buying the enormous package that's going to take them a week or two to work through. They want a solution to one specific problem so that they can see the end result immediately and they'll be able to attain it rapidly. So that if you're training someone for a specific solution, they'll be able to take that, implement it immediately, and get those results instead of having to go through all of the content. All right, so as we get started, we're going to be looking at creating these this original content, and pages is the acronym. Now, before we get started with that, when you title your report, realize that it plays a huge role in the conversion of browsers into buyers. In other words, it's important that your title be something more appealing than Phillips report on creating small reports, right? You want something a little bit hotter, a little bit sexier. And while there are a lot of different criteria out there that you might want to consider when choosing a title, I've narrowed it down to what I consider the three most important considerations. And before we get into the main content of this month's Profit Academy, let's go over this. So it's easy as ABC. So number one, does the title A accurately represent? In other words, does your title mention specifically what's included in the report, such as how to vacation isn't specific. How to plan a vacation is still too vague. But how to plan a vacation in three easy steps is narrowing it down better. Ways to save money at the gas pump isn't nearly as specific as 21 ways to save money at the gas pump, or the top 7 ways to save money at the gas pump. Secondly, does the title B build interest? The A was accurately represent. The B is for build interest. That is your report title appealing, even enticing? Your title should, in itself, begin to create a desire to purchase the report. How to plan a vacation in three easy steps isn't nearly as appealing as how to plan a fun-filled, budget-friendly vacation in three easy steps. See the difference? Of course, that isn't nearly as intriguing as how to take the vacation of your dreams without spending a penny, which, by the way, I can literally tell you how to do. It's a legitimate report. And do you think that that has any appeal whatsoever? You know that it does. All right, number one, does the title accurately represent? Number two, does the title build interest? And number three, does the title communicate benefits? That is, when someone reads the title of the report, do they have a good idea of exactly what they're going to get? A reasonable expectation of the desired results that they're going to achieve by purchasing, reading, and applying your report. That's how clear you want it to be. Products that scream ultimate benefit are the most appealing, simply because we're emotional creatures. We want something that is going to deliver the desired results we're after. And if the product title communicates that it can deliver those results, we'll definitely take a look. Earn income on the web doesn't offer nearly the benefit as get web profits fast. Now note the difference. One says income, the other says profits. We want money we can spend. One says earn, the other says get. Earn sounds a lot more like work than getting something. And one doesn't promise when, and the other says fast. So you see the difference? Earn income on the web compared to get web profits fast. Now, four specific report titles go by those three considerations that I just gave you. In most cases, a simple how-to title will work best. Occasionally, depending on what you're writing, what I call it is a numerical title as well. Those work really well also. So 21 ways to save money at the gas pump, 7 ways to legally steal your competitor's website traffic, and the one secret way to get any woman to fall in love with you that never fails. Those are examples of that type of title. Okay, so after you establish some criteria for the title of your report, let's talk about content. So here's a simple five-step formula that you can use to create lengthier pieces of content, reports, and products, which have rarely been shared before in the format that I'm about to give you in this lesson. And the system is called Pages. Now, each letter, of course, stands for something. So the P is for plan. Plan out your report by brainstorming ideas. The A is for arrange. Arrange your ideas sequentially or systematically. The G is for grow. Grow your content by filling in the blanks. The E is for extract. Extract bullet points for your ad copy while you write. And the S is for smooth. Smooth out the rough spots to complete the report. So what I'm going to do in the remaining of this Profit Academy is briefly explain how each of these five steps come together and create the Pages system. In action, you'll actually get to see how you can quickly and easily create your own 7 to 15 page reports to sell. Now, if you're creating an even larger product, then do this over and over again. Use the Pages system over and over for each section or each module of your product, okay? All right, so let's get started with step one. Plan out your report by brainstorming ideas. Now, by this point, what you want to be thinking about is that you have a solid topic in mind to build your content around. Now, your market should be firmly established, and one of the keys that I often use is what are the top three issues in this market? Maybe that I've not addressed or something that's new on the scene, but is going to be evergreen. I don't want to spend time creating a product that has a short lifespan. Instead, something that's going to be evergreen. Certainly with diet and exercise, lose 10 pounds, how to keep the weight off, all of those are long-term solutions. Those are going to be long-term problems that need solutions. All right, so step one, plan out your report by brainstorming ideas. What you want to do is write a list of everything you want to share. That's right. Just write down everything you want to share in your report. I'm talking about rambling on paper or on your computer screen. I like paper a little bit better. I think it helps us to be a little clearer, and we can always just cross out the ideas that we don't want to use. But just list the ideas that you want to share. And here's what I want you to understand about this writing. Writing's nothing more than thinking on paper. That's all writing is. It's putting your thoughts down on paper. That's all you need to do is to write your thoughts down. We make it too complex. We get too concerned, too worried about, you know, making sure everything's perfect right off the bat. When we get to the S, we'll be able to smooth things out a bit. But don't worry about relevance and don't worry about using all the ideas. Just write them down. Simply think on paper. Jot down as many of these ideas as you can find. And they can be ideas, notes, lists, questions, reminders, personal reflections, thoughts, things to do, checklist, details, steps, facts, reasons, comparisons, contrast, statistics, quotes, illustrations, stories. It really doesn't matter. You want to write every single thing down that you can think of or even find during research. What I think it's good to do initially is to write down things that come immediately to your mind that are important for your market to know about your particular topic. Then go and research. Just do some Google searches and search like top 10 ways to X, Y, and Z or the best ways to X, Y, and Z, and you put your market in, and that'll help you come up with some other ideas as well. And you don't have to worry about everything making sense right off the bat. Don't worry about how well it's written initially. Don't worry that it doesn't fit with anything else on your list. Just write down everything you can possibly think of concerning the topic of this content. And now I want to give you one of the most invaluable brainstorming exercises you'll ever use for generating ideas for your report. It's called, and this is simple, alphabetizing. You start with the letter A in the alphabet. Literally, you begin thinking of events, places, people, items, verbs, ideas, etc., that begin with that letter and are related to the topic of your report. The goal is to go all the way to Z. It's a great way to brainstorm ideas. For example, if you're writing a report related to traveling to Orlando, you might have A is for airports, B, business travel, C, choosing hotels, D, dining, E, Epcot, F, free tickets, G, golfing, and so on all the way to Z. Now, think about that. This alphabetized report that you're working on, you could actually go A to Z and do a series of A to Z guides, right? You know, A to Z traveling Orlando travel. The A to Z guide, St. Petersburg travel. The A to Z guide, Pensacola travel. You know, it wouldn't really matter. It'd be pretty easy to do. All you'd have to do is insert a city, and you could come up with travel guides for every major city that people are visiting, right? So you can use that. Even though we're using this for brainstorming, realize you can create products from it as well. Now, after you've gotten your keywords for all 26 letters of the alphabet, jot down any notes about each of those entries you want to mention in your report. Again, you could do all 26, but you know what? It could get crazy. If you've got those 26 ideas to write your report, if you just wrote a quarter of a page on each of them, you'd have almost 7 pages of content. So it really wouldn't take that long, right? So that's how you plan out your report, by brainstorming ideas. That's the P. Plan out your report by brainstorming ideas. All right, let's go to step two. Arrange your ideas sequentially or systematically. Now, this step doesn't require a lot of explanation, but let me go ahead and just touch on this a bit. Just to clarify, there are two basic ways to arrange your ideas once you have them jotted down. In other words, to organize them so they make sense. There are two ways, sequentially and systematically. And what you see there on the page is an example of sequential arrangement. That is, you would organize your ideas in chronological steps. Any kind of how-to information, there's some sort of logical order in which the steps occur. You would simply outline your report based on what comes first and then what comes after that. Step one is, step two, step three. And as a rule of thumb, I recommend that you keep the total number of steps something in the single digits, or break it up into modules. You don't really want more than 9 steps at a time. Anything that can be viewed as too much work in the eyes of your readers. So organize all your ideas, 9 or less steps, beginning with the step that comes first and ending with the step that comes last. Now, this is just a partial Photoshop of a course on WordPress, and this is about getting started, part one, or step one, the dashboard. Step two, part two, create a new post, editing existing post, using categories and tags, how to edit and create pages, how to add photos and images. So you get to see all of this in a sequential format. Now, let's look at what it would mean to do something systematically. The other option would basically be that you group ideas together based on their logical relationship. Sequentially is a logical order, step by step, but in this case, a logical relationship. So example one, if your title is 5 Keys to Saving Your Marriage Now, that's the basic framework for your outline. You divide things into sections or parts, whatever you want to call them, one for each of the 5 keys. So key number one is a section, key number two, key number three is a section, and so forth. And all of your ideas would fall into one of your 5 keys. Now, you think about this. This is really a great idea for an article, 5 Keys to Saving Your Marriage Now. And you could write an article based on that. Then you could have extended training for a product, a 15 to 20 page report, where they get it in much greater depth and detail. All right, so let's look at another example. If you have a lot of ideas, such as 101 homeschooling tips for first-time parents, then find 5 to 9 main topics and group them together. For example, tips on finding the right curriculum, tips for planning field trips, tips for creating a learning environment, tips for social interaction, and so forth. That makes it really easy to keep things very systematic and to keep all of your ideas focused. Now, let me give you a recommendation on arranging ideas that I found to be very important over the years. And while you want all of your reports to be quality content that's useful for the customer, let's face it, some points are actually stronger than others, right? There are some things that you'll be sharing that are just better or more important and less known than other things in your content. So it's important that you fire these off first and last. That is, you want your best work, if possible, understandable steps, in whatever order they appear, to be the first few pages then you want to finish strong in the last few pages. If you have any content that's weaker than the rest, you want to include it somewhere in the middle if it's important enough to share at all. If it's not, you want to make sure that you're not trying to hide anything. You simply want to minimize the weaknesses and showcase your strengths. And when you do that at the very beginning, it leads off with a great amount of solid affirmation to the buyer to feel like, wow, I'm really glad I got this. And then if it closes strong, it makes people feel like, wow, that was awesome. I'm really feeling like I can do this. All right. And the same rule can be used for any sub ideas that you have, main points that you have. Your strongest sub ideas come first, and the last one mixes in the first and last. And then the middle information, the stuff that's not as strong, you put it right there in the middle. So first and last points always the strongest. Now then, with that, let's go on to step three, which is grow your content by filling in the blanks. By this point, you should have a nice outline created from all your ideas. And now it's simply a matter of filling in the blanks. That is, write a few paragraphs of meaty information for each one of your points listed on your outline. That's really all it takes. So if you had something like the 26 points listed from the alphabetizing exercise, remember, it's only 7 to 15 pages that you're really striving for. So you just do a little math. You take the total number of pages that you want and divide it by the total number of ideas that you've written down so you can see how much you need for each point. Example, let's suppose you want to create a 10-page report on your topic. Let's further suppose that you have 20 ideas that you've brainstormed to share in the report that you've arranged in 5 different sections. So doing the math, we find that you need a half page of content per idea in order to meet the page requirement. So it's not that much. You just begin writing the first point, and when you reach about a half page, you know that you can quit anytime that you're ready and you finalize the thought that you're sharing. Now, some of your points will require less space to share than the numbers would really demand, and that's fine because some of your points will go over. It all balances out in the end, and it's not an exact science. It's just a way to keep things well balanced. It really doesn't matter that you really do the math as long as you do the writing. Simply write a few paragraphs of explanation for each of your points. Don't be afraid to mix in some humor or inject your own personality in the writing. Now, what I want to do for you is, before we move on to the next steps, share some content templates with you. That way, it'll keep you focused and it'll help writing the content a little bit easier, and basically here's how it works. I'm gonna provide you with 5 content templates. Each one consists of an opening sentence that you can apply to any portion of your product where you might need some additional ideas for content. All right, so let's look at that. Let's start with template number 1. If I could sum up blank in blank steps, here's what they would be. Where you see the blanks, you just complete the blanks with whatever topic you're going to be discussing in that section. For example, if I could sum up doing business online in 3 steps, here's what they would be. And then my 3 steps might be something like step 1, develop a product. Step 2, build a website. Step 3, promote. So you begin a section by opening with the above provided sentence by completing the blank sections with whatever topic you plan on discussing. If I could sum up creating an e-zine in 5 steps, here's what they would be. If I could sum up losing weight and getting in shape in 4 steps, here's what they would be. If I could sum up learning to play the guitar in 3 steps, here's what they would be. If I could sum up restoring antique vehicles in 5 steps, here's what they would be. Your opening sentence sets the stage for that section. You just insert your own topic in the template and you're ready to begin. Next, you write supporting paragraphs for each of the 3 to 5 or 9, however many steps you've got. And they can be as little as 1 paragraph, but it should be 3 to 4 paragraphs for each step at minimum. And of course, it can be beyond that if needed. All right, content template number 2. One of the things that the majority of folks find most challenging about blank is blank. So the example, one of the things that the majority of folks find most challenging about selling online is generating web traffic. Some other examples might be, one of the things that the majority of folks find most challenging about losing weight is to stay motivated. about playing guitar is to memorize where their fingers go for each chord. About the game of golf is to hit a good chip shot. One of the things that the majority of folks find most challenging about buying a new car is to make certain they got the best price. So the section of your report after that is fairly easy to write, right? Because you've got it set up. You know, first, I briefly describe the challenge itself. Why is it so difficult? What problems do most folks face when attempting to do it? What makes it challenging? Spend 2 to 3 paragraphs describing the challenge itself, then suggest a solution. Yep, you got the answers and you're willing to share them. So offer some advice on how to overcome the challenge. Outline 4 to 5 tips for solving the problem. Each tip only needs to be 1 paragraph in length, but it all adds up to a great deal of content. All right, content template number 3. A little known secret about blank is blank. Now, some variations of that could be a seldom used tactic, an often misunderstood blank, an often overlooked blank is blank. The best kept secret about blank is blank. One of the most powerful blanks is blank. An example might be a little known secret about buying a new car is to understand the sticker price. A little known secret about hiring a ghostwriter is to never accept the lowest bid. A little known secret about losing weight fast is to eat smaller meals throughout the day. A little known secret about creating a budget is to allot money for entertainment. All right, so there you go. Content template number 3, a little known secret about blank is blank. Content template number 4, perhaps one of the biggest reasons that people fail in blank is blank. So an example would be, perhaps one of the biggest reasons that people fail in business online is a lack of training. Perhaps one of the biggest reasons people fail in building a list is they don't have a good squeeze offer. Perhaps one of the biggest reasons that people fail in losing weight is a lack of discipline. Perhaps one of the biggest reasons that people fail in housebreaking poodles is the wrong approach. So after exposing what is perhaps the biggest reason that people fail in achieving their desired outcome, give the reader several quick tips on how to avoid failure, specifically mentioning how to achieve success. So you see how easy it is when you just have a starting point. You could probably easily work in 4 to 5 tips about achieving success in a particular area. You could probably weave in a short 3 to 5 step system for achieving success in whatever area happens to be the focus of your market. And you could pose and answer several questions relating to success in that particular area. It's all about having something to begin with, which is the purpose of our content templates here. That allows you to have the great starting point to simply fill in the blank. So content template number 5. The one thing I always get asked about blank is blank. So an example might be, the one thing I always get asked about dieting is, can I lose weight fast? The one thing I always get asked about homeschooling is, will it hurt my child's social skills? The one thing I always get asked about online dating is it safe? The one thing I always get asked about relieving headaches is, what can I do to avoid them altogether? So you fire away the most asked question and then you answer it. Provide them with many tips or steps in your answer as you can, but make them simple, make them clear. So there you go. Those are the 5 content templates. So you plug in your responses, you're off and running. So let's move to step 4. Extract bullet points for your ad copy while you write. So think about that. While you're writing it, you want to pull your bullets out. Any good sales letter, there's going to be a bullet list of benefit statements. You've seen them in sales letters online. They offer just little glimpses into what the product or service is going to mean to you in terms of the greatest benefits, right? Well, what I like to do is pull these bullet points out as I'm writing the content. Now, over and over again, I found myself writing things in my reports like the fastest way I know to, or the 3 easiest ways to, or my own secret weapon for is, you fill in the blank, or if you don't do anything else, make sure you do this. So when I find myself writing those things, I stop at the completion of my thought process and I write down a variation of the statement that I just made as a bullet point. Here are some examples. The hands-down fastest way to double your affiliate commission checks. Three of the easiest ways to turn private label content into your own multiple streams of profit empire in about 30 minutes a week. Revealed, my own secret weapon for getting completely free search engine traffic without any tricks or gimmicks. Hint, you can download it from a freeware site that virtually no one knows you can use. Warning, if you don't do anything else with your blog, make sure you do this one trick for getting bigger AdSense commissions. Unless, of course, you just don't like extra money. All right, so those are just bullet points pulled straight out of content, except twisted just a bit to hide what the solution would be, right? So it's just framed in a certain way that builds intrigue and makes you want that particular outcome. Now, you'll notice that you make similar statements throughout your writing, the content, your special report. You just take a few seconds to extract those statements so that you can use them on your sales letter as bulleted benefits. Now, I recommend you grab about 10 to 12 of them for your sales page, and that way you can use them when you're ready. So you just hold them off to the side, and when you're ready to use them on your sales page, you pull them in. So all of these tips and all of these steps that you're doing, you can actually pull those in as benefit bullets. All right, on to step five, final step for today's session. Smooth out the rough spots to complete the report. So once you've written the content for your special report, you want to fine-tune it. Generally speaking, there are three things I recommend that you do when you're putting the finishing touches on your report. First of all, pad. That is, look for areas of the report that need further explanation. Are there any areas that are not clearly explained? Are there areas that are noticeably weaker than others? Make sure your points are understandable. Try to add in as many examples as possible to better illustrate the points. Toss in a few more tips here and there and wherever needed. You can add interview transcripts, quotes, research, and other bits of information to get the points across better and add a bit more meat to the report. Now, don't fill your report up with useless graphics, but if there is a graphic that can be useful, if you're doing a step-by-step process, especially if you're explaining software, certainly use screen captures for something along those lines. Secondly, polish. Use different fonts to distinguish areas of your content, change colors, use alternative styles such as boldface, italics, and underline, indent text where it's appropriate, use bullets, especially on lists, insert headers, footers, and graphics. Just don't overdo it. Make your special report look special. You know, make it look good. Make it look clean and easy to read. Huge blocks of text are not appreciated by most readers. You know, if we've got a physical book, we can make it through pretty well. But if people are reading something online, make sure you've got plenty of white space and you've used your bold, italics, bullets, indentions, all of that to make sure that it's really easy to read. So polish your content. And then finally, proofread. The final smoothing out you need to make is make sure you proofread the entire document for typographic and grammatical errors. And if you're like me, it's a little bit of a challenge, so you can hand that over to someone else. It'd be better to have someone who's really qualified to do it for you. And this isn't a deal breaker. Quality content is much more important than quality of grammar. And I know those who are grammar teachers, professors don't like hearing that. But for the most part, about 90% of your readers are there after the value. And there's always going to be people who don't like the mistakes. But you take even commercially published works, it's rare that I pick up a book and don't find some error in it. And that's from somebody like myself who does not know a lot about it and does not easily recognize it. So we'll have some people that will say things along the lines, so just be prepared for this. You know, if you got a misplaced comma or misspelled word or misused word, you can have people write in and say they want a refund because you used a word incorrectly. But those are really not your customers, because the person who is after perfection in written form does not know how to interpret value. So that's just a fact on that. You know, I know it hurts some people's feelings, but it's just the truth. Because if someone offered you a one-page solution on how to make $1 million in a month and every word was misspelled, would you care if it would lead to $1 million in a month? Most people wouldn't, and they would make $1 million. Now, the people who would say, well, I don't care that this make me $1 million, this word's misspelled, well, All right. Who's really in the better position, right? The person with the $1 million or the person who gets upset about spelling and doesn't make the $1 million? Let's have some common sense here. Let's do our best work, but let's make sure that our value with our content is the strongest. So there you have it, the PAGES system. Each letter stands for one of the five steps that we've covered. The P is for plan out your report by brainstorming ideas. A, arrange your ideas sequentially or systematically. G, grow your content by filling in the blanks. E, extract bullet points for your ad copy while you write. S, smooth out the rough spots to complete the report. Well, that's it for this month's Profit Academy. Make sure you take this step-by-step training, PAGES training. Utilize it for all of your product and content creation. Until next time, this is Paul Evans, and as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.